This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza surpasses 25,000 while Israel announces the death of another hostage, a 19-year-old soldier. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli military is confirming the death of Sergeant Shai Levinson, one of 250 hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7 attack. His body is still in Gaza, according to Israeli media. As Gaza's health ministry reports that the Palestinian death toll has surpassed 25,000, Israel continues its bombing campaign and ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, attempting to eliminate Hamas and ensure the return of remaining hostages. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to reject Hamas's demands for troop withdrawals or a ceasefire. Only a complete victory will ensure the elimination of Hamas and the return of all our hostages, Netanyahu says in a video statement. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
About 1,000 people from Gaza have been treated in a French field hospital aboard a ship off the coast of Egypt, its captain said, providing care for some as health infrastructure in the war-devastated enclave collapses. The French helicopter carrier has been docked at an Egyptian port 50 kilometers west of the Gaza Strip since November. Gazans have struggled to get medical care at home as tens of thousands have been wounded. Israel has targeted the largest remaining hospitals, saying Hamas fighters are operating there, something Hamas denies. Two Hezbollah fighters were killed on Sunday when an Israeli drone hit their vehicle in southern Lebanon, security sources said. It was the latest strike in an area where Israel has targeted dozens of Hezbollah fighters. Earlier, residents and security officials said a drone had killed two people and injured at least four others near a village 8 kilometers from the border. Hamas is a U.S.